Chicagoans gathered at a downtown church on Friday to say goodbye to Mr. Cub. Ernie Banks died late last week at the age of 83. He played his entire 19-year Major League career with Chicago, earning 14 trips to the All-Star game. But as Chicago Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg sat down to pen his remembrance of Banks, he was worried he might not have anything to add.
I was hesitant to pile on. I mean, the city was moved by Ernie Banks' death, and everyone who could flop their hands on a keyboard was writing about him. I only had this one story. I only met the man once, let's say 10, 15 years ago. I'm not much into sports. When I met Michael Jordan, I didn't know who he was. And so I was really just talking to a guy who was buck naked, getting dressed before the game. And I'm about to say, "And you are?" And he pulls on his jersey. Well, I can read, right? So, Jordan, I write it down in my notes. To me, sports is the same thing happening over and over again. But I'm polite. I was sitting at my desk. I worked the night shift for many years at the Chicago Sun-Times. There are photos of it. I had a lot of hair, and I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt, which meant I was, you know, definitely very low down the totem pole. I wasn't like, oh, my God. And I've had that moment in the paper, before the paper started its gradual slide into obscurity. I've been on the staff of the Sun-Times for 28 years, and so you've seen the paper kind of drift off whatever the beating heart of civic life is. He walked in and he walked up to me and said he was Ernie Banks. And do we have a picture department? You know, I looked at him, kind of narrowed my eyes because lots of people wander into the paper, at least did at the time. We had people walk in and pull out guns and things. But he was wearing a really expensive Cubs leather jacket. And I figured someone in that jacket wasn't sleeping in the street. So I said, sure. And I took him back to the photo department. Rich Cahan, a photo editor, was there, and he said it was kind of poignant. Rich said, Ernie Banks said, he remembered the smells and sounds of the ballpark, but he didn't remember any images, any pictures. And he asked us if we had pictures. We had wonderful pictures. We had a picture of him leaping into the air, spreading his arms on his first day in Wrigley Field, you know, just a young man, joyous and happy and all that. So we had wonderful pictures of him. And, who isn't delighted to look back on themselves as a young person? People were very excited, and they want, you know, we all want to accommodate stars. And Keith Hale, he said, I'll make copies for you. You know, come back tomorrow. And Ernie never came back. Not only that, but he also did the same thing at the Tribune a different year where he wandered into their photo department. But he never came to get his photos. And that, you know, that's just a puzzlement. Had I just this one tale, you know, I've been writing a column for 20 years now, and so I wouldn't want to just kind of go the, ooh, I met him too bit. But to me, it said something about Ernie Banks. And I pulled Mr. Cub, his autobiography, and I refreshed my memory of how he signed with the Cubs. And I mean, this was an amazing thing. I'd forgotten this, was that when he was in the Army, he received letters from the Cleveland Indians and from the Chicago White Sox saying, hey, when you get out of the Army, come try out for us. I mean, he was a hot prospect. And according to him, he forgot. He was kind of a feckless guy. He was married four times. And so there was sort of a sense of him just floating through life, except, of course, when he was playing. I mean, he was the greatest hitting shortstop of all time. I don't want to diminish any of that. But, as a person. And he signed with the Cubs without looking at what his salary would be. Ernie Banks was a different sort of person. The phrase they used was a good Negro. Okay, he was someone people could feel comfortable with, even people who hated having their neighborhoods integrated in things.
The Cubs are on their way. Hey! Let's do it again here. Put it back.
As much as we loved Ernie Banks, he paid a price. The Cubs never paid him more than $85,000 a year. I bring up in the column Derek Jeter. Okay, now Derek Jeter wasn't wandering into papers to pick up photographs. In fact, when he retired from the Yankees last year, they had a video. It was quite a moving video until you thought about it, where he's being driven to Yankee Stadium. And he goes, no, wait here.
I'll walk from here. I'll
say it clear. The car stops a few blocks, and he actually walks, a god among mortals, into Yankee Stadium. And people are just thrilled to see him, and there's a class difference.
Hey, Jeter!
And in the column, I kind of tie that into the disappearance of the middle class. I say, we loved Ernie Banks because he was like us. He was getting screwed. I think a lot about, especially now that, you know, I'm in the Newspaper Guild, we've lost our retirement, and I'm, you know, I'm looking at a career I've spent doing this, realizing, oh, I have to work forever because I can't retire. And so I kind of felt that bond with Ernie as somebody who was really excited to play too, and you know, his hand was shaking as he signed the contract he didn't look at. I was thinking this today, you know, because I'm writing my column and I'm loving what I'm doing, and yet the paper is just quivering on the edge of some cliff. And I thought, well, maybe that's my connection to him. Okay, he was happy. I mean, my God, the man played baseball for a living. I mean, he was happy on the worst day the Cubs ever had. So he, you know, miserable 32 degrees, losing to the Cardinals, he'd say, let's play too. And to me, that's, you know, there's something to that. That's a valuable philosophy. You have to laugh at things. You have to try to find the positive spin on whatever it is you're doing.
Neil Steinberg also blogs at everygoddamnday.com. Wait, can I say that on the radio?
It's a lowercase g, so it's not really a swear word.
You can link to Neil's Chicago Sun-Times column, Ernie Banks, One of a Vanishing Breed, One of Us, at onlyagame.org.